So, Brother Steve texted me on Wednesday, and the thing is my phone's broken, so I didn't know he texted me. So when he came up to me on Friday, and he asked if I had lost my phone, I knew he must have sent me something, and then he asked me to speak. So, I told him, yeah, I'd definitely pray about, you know, speaking, and so that left me with all day Saturday to pray about and to write a message. Got to about 3 o'clock on Saturday, and God still hadn't given me anything for a message. And so I got down, I prayed about it, and went about my day, and the thought came to do a personal testimony. So I know my testimony isn't the longest or the most encouraging, but it's mine, and I feel like that's what God wanted me to talk about.
Great.
So, to start off, me and my sisters were raised to some of the basics of the church. One of the things we were raised to do was pray. We would pray about everything. We would pray for meals, we would pray before we went to bed, pray if we got sick, you know. I don't know about my sisters, but I never prayed. I felt as though I was just speaking into thin air, like I wasn't being heard, and my thought process when I was younger was always, I'm not a godly person, I don't do what I'm supposed to do, and I know that, and why would God listen to me? And so after I got saved, I figured out, yeah, that's true. If you turn to John 9:31, it says, now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Which basically means, if you're a sinner, God doesn't hear your prayer unless it's a prayer of repentance. We all know that.
Right.
So, until I got saved, I didn't really know how bad I was. For example, lying. I lied all the time. There were times that I would go to school and come home and make up stories about what happened that day because it was a boring day. I would lie to my sisters about stupid things. For example, I told my sister, my youngest sister, one time, that cats could talk. I lied about stupid stuff, a lot. But another thing that I realized after I got saved was I had a terrible mouth. I would swear, and I would tell dirty jokes, and if you swore, you would know that once you're used to speaking in that way, with those words, that once you get saved and you can't say those words anymore, it's kind of difficult. You get used to saying, you know, certain things, and, you know, that's when you got to get on your knees and pray, and God helps you with it, and God does help you with it.
Right.
So there was a time where I did slip up in front of my parents one time, and I wasn't saved, of course. But no kid likes, like, obviously no kid is happy about getting in trouble with their parents. And I was not happy with it. So I got very upset a lot when I was younger. My anger and attitude were just completely terrible. My attitude towards other people was awful. I would disrespect people. I would get into fist fights at school, and that was obviously my fault. But the attitude that I had didn't really get better until I got saved. It wasn't easy when we started coming back about 3 years ago. First, I wasn't happy that we came back, because at the time I hated church. But I listened to the messages and the songs and testimonies, and God started to talk to me and showing me that I was wrong. Very wrong. I eventually got saved, and I want to thank the Lord that He brought our family back to church and given me the best 3 years of my life.
Right.
Very good.
Very good. Outstanding. Very good, Lane. Appreciate it.
There's nothing more powerful than a personal testimony. And, you know, he said it was very short, but, you know, there was a lot in that. That, you know, he could use to tell somebody else about his journey in life and journey with the Lord. And, you know, it's kind of funny because we talk about, you know, I'm associated with a student organization called Skills USA. And at summer camp sometimes, you know, we talk to the students that are there, and we tell them, you need to work on a 30-second elevator speech. Has anybody ever heard of that before, an elevator speech? So if you're on an elevator and you're traveling up the elevator or down the elevator with somebody, and they ask, you know, of course, a lot of times we're wearing stuff with Skills USA all over it, and they'll say, what's Skills USA all about? Well, in 30 seconds, you need to be able to tell them about Skills USA. So why can't you work on your personal testimony? And when somebody says, hey, I noticed something different about you. Okay, well, let me tell you what's different about me. And the Lord saved me. Tell them, you know, and then I think about young people. I remember, and when Brother Lane was talking about this, there was a lot of things in my life. Of course, like I said, I did not come to the Church of God. I was not born here as far as the congregation was concerned. And in my early teen years or in my early years, I had anger problems. And I would get very upset. I would break things. Or I would actually, you know, well, I can remember at least two or three different instances. I got aggravated at one of my siblings. I punched a hole right in the wall. And, you know, after that happens, I feel really bad about that, especially when, and I know I'm going to get in trouble for it. But I feel really, and other than that, I mean, I felt bad for it anyway, whether I was going to get in trouble or not. And, you know, there were different times in my life where I let my anger have control of me, and I would feel horrible afterwards. But I didn't have the power of God. I didn't have the power of God working in my life. But you know, like Brother Lane was talking, you know, he had a horrible time with lying. It takes the power of God to, what do you want to say, overcome that. And you know, I thought about, there was one time that my younger brother and I, and if you know my younger brother, he knew how to push the right buttons. Well, he pushed the right buttons one night, mom and dad, and you know, and this is what I feel horrible about, especially now, is my mom and dad very rarely got away, had a date night, you know what I'm saying, us six kids, they were pretty tied down to the house, and they finally got away on a date night, basically, he took her to New Albany and got her a pizza, you know, and they just kind of had a meal together, and my brother, he pushed the right button, and I told him, go to your room. Just go to your room until mom and dad gets home. Well, he didn't want to go, so I helped him. I forgot to open the door. So I basically ruined the storm door with my brother. But anyway, I feel bad about those things, but I did not have God's power to overcome those things. And young people, I guess what I'm trying to say is that if there is something in your life that you cannot overcome, and we can't overcome these things on our own, it's going to take God's help to do that. It's going to take God's help to do that. It might be lying. In my case, I had anger issues. All right? Bad anger issues. You know, I think about, it takes God's power to overcome those things. It might be other things. Maybe the Holy Spirit right now is telling you, you know, and Brother Dishman talked about issues this week. But there might be things working in your life that you know you're having a very difficult time overcoming.
It's going to take the power of God to do that.
And so I appreciate Brother Lane tonight and getting up. Sometimes it's very difficult to talk about yourself. Very difficult to talk about yourself. And as I was talking to one today, you know, sometimes in order for you to overcome something, you've got to talk about them. That's kind of, I don't know, what do you want to say? Therapeutic, you might say. Sometimes you have to get those things out in the open. You've got to be open and honest with yourself. You've got to be open and honest with the people you're talking to. And you've got to be open and honest with God. And so, if you're having struggles, if you're having problems that you're having a very difficult time overcoming, talk to God about it. Talk to God about it. Or, don't ever think that you can't come and talk to your youth leaders or your parents or somebody that is spiritual. Talk to them. That's how we get help. But more importantly, talk to God.
Right.
Talk to God. Because He's the one that will help you overcome these things. So we appreciate Brother Lane tonight.
Amen.
We're thankful for him.